This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
One way to really, maximize the results you get from your emails is to respond to your emails personally and even seek out that, response. Because I've found if I respond to people personally, it develops, quite a close connection, with my readers, because they see you as a real person, a real human being. And sometimes people will send a reply and they won't expect a response. And I found that when I do respond, I get a much more favorable response and I get a more loyal, prospective customers. And if you've got the time, and if you've got the willingness, you can actually go out there and seek that sort of response, from your subscribers. So you can add at the bottom of emails, you can say, oh, by the way, what else do you want to know? For future articles, what else do you want to know? What else can I help you with? What else can I do to make a difference in your business on a day-to-day basis? Email me back, flick me an email back, just hit reply to this email and let me know, because these emails are all about you, as a subscriber, and giving you the content that you need to really build your business and boost your business. That is what this is all about. It's all about that. So when you do that, what sort of happens is that you get replies, and then you flick an email back, you'll find that people become much more likely to purchase from you. I did this recently with a campaign, and it was quite time consuming, but it was my most successful promotion that I've ever done. I actually bring in about it was about $35,000 we brought in revenue within a week. Now there was a lot of work which went in before that and after that and that sort of thing. That whole campaign started by sending out an email and saying, hey, I need your help. If you respond personally, I'll come back to you. I'll come back to you within the next 24 hours. And then I actually got on my email and I responded personally to a stack, it was probably 80, 90 people. It may have even been more than that, but it was definitely 80, 90 plus people, that I responded personally to. And I replied personally, and of those 80 to 90 people, it was probably the chances of them buying. I haven't gone back and done the exact statistics. If I responded to them, was probably like 20, 30 times more than if they were just someone on my list who hadn't responded. So that's something you can do, which not many people talk about, and particularly if you've got a small email list, because email lists tend to be, in many ways, they're one-sided. So it's like, I send this email out to you and I send you content, but it's not a two-way communication. In most cases, if you look at most email campaigns. But if you can do it and you can throw in questions and say, hey, email me back, and then you reply to that question and so on, you're creating that two-way communication. And that two-way communication is what builds that relationship. And what you're doing when you do this as well, is that there's a book out there. There's a couple of books which are worth reading on this. The topic I'm going to talk about next is, one of them is The 7 Triggers to Yes by Russell Granger, and the other one is Influence by Robert Cialdini. But in The 7 Triggers to Yes, I've got that in front of me now. When you ask that question and you get the reply, you're triggering a few different, you're triggering a few different things. Number one, you're triggering that what he calls a friendship trigger. So because what you do, you know, friends sort of take time and they spend time with their, you know, with their prospective, you know, prospective customers. So when you do that, you trigger the friendship trigger and that gives you a closer bond, to people who are on your email list. So you're creating a closer bond and a closer relationship. Now, you're also triggering the authority trigger, because you're actually, you know, if, who do you ask questions to? Well, you ask questions to people who are experts. So if I ask questions, if I'm on someone's email list and I say, now let's imagine that, I'm looking to, you know, to build a house, and someone's got an email thing on how to build a house for home builders, and I send them a question. Well, I am seeing themselves in my mind as an authority, and so by doing that, you know, that they're establishing themselves as an authority, and you're also triggering the reciprocity trigger. Reciprocity trigger is the whole thing that when you give, someone will want to, you know, naturally when you give something, or you receive something, you want to give back to that person. And, you know, and so when you're generous and you're giving, to the people, who are on your, and an email list is quite a clinical term, but these are real human beings. So when you're giving to the people, you know, who are part of your, you know, part of your tribe, so to speak, well then, you know, you're more likely to get something back. The same as if you're in a community and you're generous with people, well they're more likely to naturally, come back and be generous with you. Because you're giving to them. So it goes both ways in terms of that. There's an interesting thing about the reciprocity trigger in the book, The Influence. I don't have it in front of me now, but they talk about the Hare Krishnas, and they were after, you know, more donations. So what they would do is when they sort of went out and just asked for donations, they didn't often get the donations, but just so you can see how deeply ingrained the authority trigger is into our blood as human beings. What they used to do is they would instead hand out a flower to someone walking past. And so they'd hand the flower to them, and then they'd say, by the way, a donation to the Hare Krishna Society would be most appreciated. And then they found that by doing that, they would get a lot more donations. So that's part of their, you know, part of their system. So with that in mind, the interesting thing was that then they would go around the corner and, people didn't even want this flower, and people would throw away the flower. So they would, then follow them and pick up the flowers, and then they would hand them out again. So it's quite a powerful, principle, which is ingrained, you know, deep within us. That's a sort of thing you can do when you're doing that. Now naturally, just sending out the emails, even if you're not, you know, replying or requesting replies or whatever, if you're supplying great content, you are installing you're installing that reciprocity trigger, because you're teaching people about things which are helping them in their life. So you're naturally installing the reciprocity trigger when you do this. And what I've found that this does, because I believe the world of sales has changed a lot in the last, you know, in the last few decades. I think it's changed considerably. And the whole concept of the, you know, the hard sell, I think is virtually impossible to, you know, to pull off now. So what I've found is that when someone has been on my email list for a period of time and then they contact me, there's just such a deeper level of trust which has been established, which makes, you know, generating the sale just so easy. Often it's just like a walk in the park to generate that sale if someone has been on my email list for a period of, you know, for a period of time. So that's what it does. So it makes selling easy, and that's another reason why you should just master the art of email writing. Because imagine this, you know, compared with other alternatives, and this is where it comes to building the, you know, building the, you know, what Robert Kiyosaki talks about, he refers to, you know, building the pipeline instead of, you know, instead of hauling the buckets. And the example it gives is, there's two people in a, you know, in a town. And, you know, the town's a beautiful town, but there's no water. They don't have easy access to water. So they give two people a contract of bringing water to the town. Now, the first guy goes out, and he starts straight away, and he goes out there, and he gets the buckets, and he hauls them back to, he hauls them back into town, and, he does them, you know, two buckets at a time, and he keeps hauling them, and he's got a good business going, whatever. The second guy, he disappears. He's nowhere to be seen. And everyone's going, what's happened with the second guy? But what they don't realize is, meanwhile, this second guy is going around and he's created a business plan. Yeah, he's got a president for his company. He's set up marketing systems. He's done everything. He's basically set up, you know, all the systems for this. He's getting the plans done, for the pipeline. And then he comes back. And he basically says, when he launches, he says, listen, I can offer the water to you 75% cheaper. It's going to be cleaner, and it's available 24/7. And all of a sudden, he obviously overtook the market. But more importantly, you know, he made the delivery of it was easy. All of a sudden, he could just do what he wanted, because he didn't have to haul the buckets. The pipeline did the buckets for them. And the reason I tell you that story is these emails is like creating the pipeline. And obviously, you've got to create an email list. There's a bit of work involved in that. You've got to do the upfront work. You know, you've got to do a bit of a plan. You've got to learn how to write emails. You've got to do all of these things to get good at the whole email process. But once you've done that, you've got a pipeline. And that pipeline is going to feed you quality leads. It's going to feed you quality leads. Meanwhile, your competition who's out there cold calling, doing things the hard way, is never going to have their quality leads. They're going to be hauling buckets, and they're going to be, you know, while you're, you know, let's say if you're in the selling industry, you know, while you're closing, you know, one out of two or one out of three of people you meet, they'll be closing like one out of ten. Yeah. So that's the sort of statistics which you're sort of looking at. And this is why you want to take the time to build up, you know, to get good at this skill and build up, and build up your, you know, your pipeline so that you can, that you can make your business more magnetic. So it's less push, 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 and much more magnetic.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.